Group management. Here are a few rules of thumb for responsible, effective group management. Keep the group small. Work or participate within the groups as you circulate them. Take plenty of anecdotal notes and glean other formative data when circulating. Remain flexible about how you place students, moving them as needed or shifting groups around depending on the group's goals. Rotate or jigsaw groups to keep them lively. Differentiated group lesson example. First 10 to 15 minutes of class. Lesson overview, mini lesson, extraction of prior knowledge from students via interactive KWL or discussion focused on prior knowledge related to the upcoming lesson or content. Students participate in a teacher-led lesson with same content but differentiated instructional pacing or scaffolded support specific to students' needs. Other students work in pre-assigned groups for independent study or in assigned cooperative learning, collaborative tasks with peer partners. Students may be in different places, with some reviewing work from previous tasks and making adjustments, others engaging in peer review for editing and revision, some conferring with the teacher in a teacher-led group, and others working ahead of on scaffolded activities to catch up. Students work to complete assignments at staggered times and work effectively at different places within the same assignment with varying start and finish times. More grouping considerations. Develop peer leaders for each group and rotate this role so that all or most have an opportunity to experience peer leadership. Develop problem solvers in a similar way, jigsawing this opportunity for all students. As needed, group by boys and girls. Consider grouping for energy levels, integrating high energy students with lower energy for a healthy mix of group's energy. Consider background experience and other languages spoken when making placement decisions. Consider cognitive abilities, but do not base groups solely using cognitive criteria. Consider creative and artistic talents when placing students in groups. Keep varied levels of expectation for task completion. Create environments where all learners experience some type of success. Use and make available reading and resource materials. Create literacy centers with varied tasks designated to match students' readiness, interest, and learning style preferences. Use small groups to reteach those in need of reteaching. Small groups are found to be as successful as one-on-one conferences, particularly when instruction was focused on addressing phonics, decoding, and fluency in reading. When placing students in early reading groups, consider the following: flexible grouping, ongoing assessment and progress monitoring, multiple text availability at various reading levels, intensive one-on-one instruction and word study with repeated reading to build fluency, group-guided reading practice with a focus on student engagement, in-class coaching and modeling of different strategies for teachers.